This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we didn't finish listing the things Peter says in 2 Peter 2 to describe false prophets and teachers. We listed what is said about their character and conduct. Now let's consider their strategy. According to Peter, they are deceptive, giving the impression they are one of you while denying the most basic tenets of the faith, like denying the sovereign Lord who died for them. They often don't do this blatantly, though they might at times. Usually, they secretly introduce destructive heresies. They make up stories designed to exploit you. They join in your fellowship activities, looking for ways to seduce the unstable. They look for new believers and entice them with rosy promises, appealing to their lustful desires. They promise freedom while they themselves are enslaved. Their stories are too good to be true. We should always be on our guard, for ourselves and others. We should take note of the character traits listed in this chapter. Notice the conduct of those who want to be leaders. Try to detect their strategies so you can foil or avoid them. If we don't detect them, we will reap the devastation of their evil tactics. Peter lists some of these outcomes. He talks about being harmed by them, and even destroyed. If you become a follower of them, you will end up being used to bring disrepute on the way of truth. Many innocent believers are caught in the web of the destructive strategies of false teachers. They are deeply hurt and embarrassed. Peter warns us to be on the alert and avoid their influence. Now, if you'd like to review the last couple of messages on this point, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.